week on the Warp World Podcast, we go fast. Welcome, everybody, to episode 50, Cinco Cero, of the Warp World Podcast.
And that's 50 for us English-speaking listeners.
Yeah, I mean, I did mention 50.
on the previous cut. This is take two.
Yes, we're here. Me and Jakku are actually here live together. It's a very special episode, outside of it being number 50, which is a huge milestone. I don't think either one of us actually ever... I don't think we really planned on having 50 episodes total.
I mean, we realistically said, let's just see how it goes, and it could have went any way, and it's only been great.
Yeah, so we want to thank you that. Thank you, everyone who listens and hangs out with us here on the Warp World Podcast. To give us 50 episodes, we're really pumped to have reached this milestone. We're really excited. And this one is very special because me and Jakku are sitting here live, face-to-face, staring deep into each other's eyes, which is something a bit different than we usually do on our online Discord where we can't see each other, where we record the podcast weekly.
Yeah, we should really start like using at least video chat.
That would make sense. Yeah.
You know what? You learn from that. After 50 episodes, you learn some things.
I don't want you guys to realize that I'm actually watching streams while we record the podcast, though.
Right.
So I don't want I don't want that video, you know. But anyway, speaking of watching streams, we're here live at Summer Games Done Quick. I think first of all, it's been awesome, right? This has been a fun Games Done Quick.
It's been really fun. The hotel's different from last year. It's better. It's not like tons better, but
It's weird because like last year's like the worst nice hotel I've ever been in,
right? Yeah,
whereas this is like the best worst hotel I've ever been in,
exactly. Yeah,
but the staff here and the space is off the chain and it's really perfect for Games Done Quick. And best of all, it fits a lot more people,
yep,
which is really awesome. I think let's start off like, what are some of the highlights been for you this week? Not even run related, Jakku. Just what have you done here at Summer Games Done Quick that has been...
Yeah.
You have some stories, actually.
I have
actually.
Some stories. I mean, on the way up here, so even before I got to SGDQ, was an interesting story. If you did not check out that stream, I did a stream where myself and Cliffy, DJ Cliche Darkness, and Cliffy's little brother, Little Cliff, as we call him. We actually
little
call
Cliff.
Him that. He hates it.
Little Cliff.
We drove up, and I gave chat the ability to control my car. And it wasn't like, hey, tell us what you want me to do and we'll do it. Like, it was like, cheer 50 bits and something will happen automatically.
You bit raced your Tesla.
I bit raced my Tesla and it got to 113 degrees Fahrenheit, 45 Celsius for all those others out there, and woke Cliffy up and he was not happy. But it was a lot of fun. It was really interesting. It was a fun thing to do. It kept me awake. I woke up early for the ride. Mm. And I got to keep myself entertained and that was really fun. But that was just one of many things that has been amazing this GDQ.
Yeah, I mean, that's not even... We're not even at GDQ yet when you're talking about that. It's been a really, really great experience. I got here on Tuesday. I watched a lot of great runs. Like, I want to give a shout-out to Tina Hacks. We talked about some of these runs on the preview episode.
Yep.
And a lot of them have definitely lived up to the expectations. The gaming itself has been pretty on point from what I've seen this GDQ. I'm sure once I get home and check Reddit on Monday, they'll point out some of the funny...
Yeah,
cringe moments, but you know what? Honestly, I'm not really too worried about everyone else's funny cringe moments because I'm pretty sure I'm going to have the worst moment of GDQ.
Man. I don't know. I wouldn't say worst moment. Like, maybe personally, you're going to feel really bad and it's going to be like, oh man, I can't believe that happened. But honestly, like, the amount of sportsmanship that was shown for the mistakes that happened and just the amount of like memes that are going to come from that, it's going to be an amazing experience for everyone else, and it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
I think we've found something to take over the marbles meme.
Yeah, yeah. Poo Stomp might take over the marbles meme. For those who didn't get to catch my run, it was a really great race. First of all, I mean, me and Mitch were having a heck of a race. I was maybe like a half a level in front of him.
Yep.
And I lost my fire flower. Actually, I was probably about a level in front of him at that point. I lost my fire flower and I stomped the stage. Like, you know, because you're adrenaline. I think that's the one thing like you have to really talk about when you're going up on that stage, playing in front of not just 200,000 people at home that you know about, but also there's 2,000 people in the crowd. Like, we have a really large crowd here for this GDQ.
Yeah.
Like, the stream room has been kind of packed the whole time, which has been really awesome. And the crowd was... loud. We were feeding off of them. My adrenaline's going, and I mess up, like, kind of an easy trick, and I got frustrated. I stomped. And keep in mind, my console, 2 inches from my feet. Mitch's console, 6 feet for me, but for some reason, his is the one that freezes.
His is an old console that he's been carrying around to all these GDQs.
Was a GDQ console that GDQ. We were using.
Okay, we all thought it was his. No, I didn't see it. Okay, so it was, come on, GDQ. No. the fact that it went off and
actually,
you were still.
Let me break down the story of how we got to use that console. So at first, they did the NES Warpless Race before us, so they did have two NESs up there already. They had four NESs actually up there, so they took two away. The NES I was trying to use, which ended up being the one that Mitch finally used, wouldn't read my game. So they took that one away. They brought out a top loader for me, and I was like, I don't really want a top loader. So they brought out another front loader, still wouldn't work. They brought back out the top loader. It worked fine. Mitch's was working fine. And then for some reason just didn't. They brought back out the original one that wouldn't read my game, cleaned his game just in case. They asked him, hey, can we clean your game? They cleaned his game just in case. And, then we went to it and lo and behold, it was like a perfect storm. Like, I don't think it was GDQ's fault. I don't think it was Nintendo's fault for their faulty 30-year hardware. I don't think it was all my fault. You know what I mean? I think there was there's a smorgasbord of blame to be had. But yeah, I stomped the floor and it reset his console, which was bad enough that it happened once. We did a really good
Surely
job.
Surely it can't happen a second time.
Yeah. And then, for those who didn't see, we played the rest of the race again, super close within a half a level of each other, the entire race. I luckily had a lead, going into Bowser, but Mitch had hammer suit. He was about 8-9 seconds behind me. I died, choked. Mitch would have won, but then I drop my controller and his console shuts off again. It just goes straight black. And it was just one of those, like, that for me, it was, and in the moment, it was my stomach had dropped already once. It was so hard for me to get back in the run. And then my stomach just, like, it fell out at that point. And I felt so incredibly horrible and bad about it. And I definitely think that's going to be the. I'll be on the. I've never made the cringe compilation before, but yeah. I think this is my year.
You're given. I would really prefer if you'd be quiet or run for its money right now.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, I'm. I don't know. Like it's definitely going to live on. Like so, if you're a YouTube editor out there and you're going to make a cringe compilation and you're including my two soft locks to Mitch, you have to separate them.
Yeah,
you can't absolutely. Just put the clips back to back. You have to put like one in the middle of a video and one about 3/4 the way, and like just to really emphasize how how funny it was that it happened twice.
Yeah. Luckily, the crowd, the chat, everyone was completely understanding of it. Like some people are going to be disappointed that the race wasn't finished, and we never know who did win, or
Mitch.
Do we?
Mitch. No, yeah, I mean, Mitch would have won.
But it was a fun time. I think like that's going to be a moment that you and Mitch and everyone's going to remember for a long time. Like thinking back on GDQs, it's going to be like, remember that time the council got soft locked twice because somebody hit the stage a little too hard?
Yeah, it is frustrating though because like for me and Mitch, like A, we both worked really hard on it, but B, we both like kind of fucking nailed everything that we were trying to nail. You know what I mean? I got first try wall jump. He got third try wall jump. Our clips were really good. It's just kind of like incredible that I don't know. I mean, like, I don't know. I don't know how it happened. And I don't know. It's just one of those things that happens. And it is going to make a good GDQ moment. I hope this isn't like the moment I'm most remembered for.
Right. Right.
But yeah, it is. It was definitely a good Summer Games Done Quick moment. There has been a ton of great moments too in the stream room and beyond.
Yeah. I did the commentating for Glitch Cat Cool Spot Run.
Yes.
It's like, you know, just a little over 10 minutes.
You know what? You were like perfect on that couch too.
Yeah.
They needed you on that couch. You know what I mean? You were like the perfect like levity to it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was great.
Yeah. Glitch was first time on stage GDQ. He was super nervous.
It's
super
so nerve wracking.
Yeah.
It's so nerve wracking.
We went through practice with him like probably for 2 hours the night before. Just this is what we're gonna say. This is what we're gonna try to say. This is what you're doing. Let's just go through it again. And I think that really helped him. He nailed it. He had one small mistake, and it wasn't a big deal. Still just around 10 minutes for the run. It was perfect. Way underestimate. It was fun. It was great.
It was a great run. His time actually was a formal world record time.
Yeah.
So a world record just earlier this year. yep. Which he set, and to show that, like, you know, you can be disappointed in a record, in a run that was, you know, a world record 6 months ago, is shows how far he's really progressed that game. And he alone has progressed that
game. Right, and he's only been playing it for 6 months. He played it at AGDQ, and he got the world record there in the practice room. And so over the last 6 months, he's been, you know, getting better at it, refining his techniques, and here we are on stage. Like, you can go from not knowing a game, speedrunning it, getting world record, and being on GDQ in 6 months.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up, because one thing I've noticed this year in a lot of runs, at least that I've gotten to watch, is it does seem like the commentary has taken a bit of a step up, I feel like, this year. People are really taking the commentary seriously, which is great. It's smart. And they also understand that, like, this is a fun charity event, and not everything has to be, let's explain how this game works. You know what I mean? A lot of these runs I'm seeing now are just like, they're having a lot of fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A lot of cosplay this year. Yeah. Like, yeah, that's
some
been
singing.
Great. Singing, yeah. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah. I know the original GDQ, some of them had some cosplay and some singing, and it was kind of cringe moments for a lot of people because it was just kind of like odd. But like now it's actually like up to step. It doesn't look like it's cringe. It's actually like it's well thought out. Mm-hmm. It's planned. It's good. I like it. It's really interesting seeing people having fun on the stage while playing these games. Because at the end of the day, like, if I really want to know about a game and how what this does and how that is, I'll look it up. But like, if you sell me on having fun, I'm gonna go look it up.
Yeah,
you don't need to tell me about it.
Yeah, you want to become a part of that community, and I think a lot of people are doing a really good job of selling their community at this GDQ. You know what I mean? And ultimately, going to acquire more players.
Yeah, and that's the way you do it. You gotta make me want to learn what that is. Don't tell me what it is. Make it look fun, and then I'll go out and seek that information out and become part of that community.
Yeah. So let's talk about some new things here. Actually, I want to talk about another moment that I think we can't let go and address, and that's Jakku's rampant use of his not-a-flamethrower here. multiple nights, people have come up to me and been like, yeah, Jakku's out back with a flamethrower?
Not a flamethrower.
That's how I answered. Not a flamethrower, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't... I mean, I have it. I need to use it, right?
Obviously. You know what's funny is when you told me you were buying that, I was like, you're never going to fucking use that thing. You use that thing all the time.
Yeah.
You were cooking grilled cheese with it.
We made some amazing grilled cheese, some s'mores. We cooked an egg. It was...
But why with the egg?
But why? I love the response. Like, you... back to the Tesla real quick. Like, I tweeted out about having the car hooked up to the internet, and you reply on Twitter, but why? And I'm like, shit, I didn't think about that. But no, I mean, I think that's like my middle name right there. It's Jakku, but why? Jakku. Like, it just, but why? Why not?
I guess. And that's, I'm not going to lie, that's probably my favorite thing about you, honestly. it's my least favorite and favorite thing about you, you know? And I love that. I always joke, like, you're the habitual line stepper in our crew, for sure. You know what I mean? And I love that. And you know what? Everyone needs an habitual line stepper to keep it fun and interesting. And that's why you're the fucking man, dude.
I know when, like, sometimes there's lines that you do not cross. And, like, I understand
those.
Yeah,
you do. You understand the line. But you're going to step to them.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get real close to that line and almost poke it. you know, you maybe only live once, and I don't really know. But I want to have fun. And if I see something, I think of something, I'm going to try to do it.
You know what? And everyone has fun generally when they're with you. I don't know anyone who's ever had a bad time hanging out with Jakku anywhere. Yeah, except Cliffy when he's in a 900-degree car, I guess. Cliffy's the unfortunate recipient of many of Jakku's antics, I'm going to call them.
Yeah. And you know what? He the other night he told me, he's like, you know what? I wouldn't have it any other way. So even he understands. What other runs have you seen or watched then?
I watched the SMB1 Warpless, but I want to actually more talk about Cosmic doing one-handed.
Oh yeah,
warps. It was awesome.
Right.
The way he held the controller was genius. Like, it was such a genius way to hold the controller. I didn't even think about that for doing one-handed stuff. But he, like, was smoking through, like, the first few levels, and it wasn't until, like, he got to 8 where he kind of had some problems, but. It was just a really cool, awesome one to watch. And, like, Cosmic is, like, he's Darbying right now in some ways, so.
Oh, yeah. Darbian's not here, is he?
No, I don't believe Darbian's here.
Yeah, interesting.
So Cosmic is, but Cosmic's kind of having that moment. You know, he got the Warps record. He's since lost it, but then got the Warpless record in SMB1 as well, and is kind of trying to, It seems like he's kind of trying to go for that big kind of sweep too. I'm curious to see where he goes after this event with SMB1 speedrunning. Personally, I'd love to see some of these SMB1 guys just like do more. I know Kazuma runs like 3D Land and other games, but you know, it's his bread and butter. You know what I mean? So SMB1 is just, I feel like it's just a holy grail for a lot of people.
It really is. Like, oh my God, the world record in Mario Brothers. Like, that's the game. Mario Brothers. Everyone knows Mario. Everyone knows, like, maybe not everyone knows how fast you can beat it, but everyone kind of knows that game. And if you're like, I'm the best at this game, I can beat it faster than anyone, people will be like, that's really cool. It doesn't matter who.
Yeah. I want to give this is kind of funny because we talk a lot about this on the pre-show, but Gymnast came through and like really killed both his Zelda runs. I don't know if you got to watch either of those.
Yeah, I saw some.
And just to have like two 3D Zelda games in the quiver at the same time is a super impressive thing to do. Like, I mean, I'm bitching about playing Mario Maker as my second game.
Like, I can't believe I got to do two games that are an hour long each.
Right? And, like, one of them I don't even have to practice for. He's got to do a 2-hour game and a 6-hour game.
Right.
Like, you know? So props to him. The TGH and Yoshi Pro with the Celeste run.
Yeah.
First of all, the couch was awesome because the developers, Matt Thorson, was on the couch. Yep. The Power Up Audio guys were on the couch. We actually did sound for the game. Like, it was, I don't know, it was just, like, that was ungodly hype. The gameplay was insane, and then the couch was super informative, and you got to hear stuff from the devs. Yeah, you know?
and that's not the first time we've heard things from the devs. Usually they're called
in. They call in though. Yeah.
But this is not, and I don't think this is the first time they're on the couch. But this is just great. This is just another like you know example of them stepping it up, bringing game devs, bringing the sound engineers in. Like it's really cool to kind of get that insight from those guys directly and to meet them afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, dude, I love Matt Thorson. I love Towerfall. And so it was really cool. I got to meet him. I hope I get to run into him again before this event's over because I would really want to hang out and get a picture with him. But he's, man, he's so impressive. And, like, it's not like they're not busy, dude. Celeste is a hit game, you know? They're and when you got a hit game, you're busy. So for them to take the time and, like, really support the speedrunning community throughout the entirety of that game, you know what I mean? A lot of like the tech in that game was all built in. It's not a lot of glitching that game, you know what I mean? A lot of that stuff was routed by the devs in some ways, which is kind of crazy because usually this is kind of weird, but usually if you try to make your game speed runnable,
it's not really good.
It sucks. Yeah. But they did such a good job of making multiple ways to move, and the fastest way is not readily apparent, that it's still like the watching a casual player to watching a speedrun pro at it, it's such a vastly different game.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
It always amazes me watching older games that obviously had no idea about speedrunning and just seeing what you're able to do without like letting go of run. Mm-hmm. Like Mario 3 is one of those great examples of just like flying through levels and like the turtles are just, the Koopas are spaced out perfectly. And it's just like, how is that happening? And that happens more often than not.
Yeah.
It's 100%. Just,
it's good game design.
It really is. It's just good game design. And if you're like, well, let's just make this turtle here for faster speed, it doesn't always work. But it's just like, have fun, good design.
Yeah.
Don't worry about speed running. We'll handle that.
Yeah, and it does speak though to how like well designed Celeste is, that they're like each of these rooms actually does have like multiple ways to do them. You know what I mean? And it does speak to just how effing amazing that game is. It's such a good game. If you guys haven't played Celeste, just go out and buy it right now.
Absolutely.
Try to challenge TGH.
There you go.
5 years. He's so good, man. He's so, so good. I think there's a couple firsts here, too, that we should address. I think probably the biggest one. Actually, let's not talk about the biggest one first. Let's talk about getting makeup.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get makeup?
No.
You didn't get makeup?
No, I was there for Glitch. She was just doing the gamer then.
Okay.
But I think they then started, like, because it was like Monday morning, so first 24 hours or so. So yeah, they're doing makeup for the people that are going to be on camera. Just a little bit of powder and stuff to take off the glare for the camera and stuff to make you look good. But
which is smart and professional. Yeah.
Yeah. It's nice to have that little added touch. It makes everyone feel a little bit more special. And it makes you look a little bit better for the camera.
Yeah. And, it does kind of make you, I've sat in the chair twice now.
Yeah.
It does make you feel a little bit more special. I'm not going to lie. And it is kind of a sentiment to just like, GDQ, these might be like small, these might seem like small little things, but they actually make a huge difference. And in just the way it's presented, the whole event's presented. And they're definitely trying to step up their production value year to year. And this is just another example of it. And I'm very impressed by them and want to give all the props to them for doing that. Honestly, it seems like such a small thing, but it does really make a world of difference.
Yeah. I mean, what next is like a craft foods table?
Oh, that's kind of what I'm thinking, actually. Yeah. Like an actual green room where before you run, you can come get snacks and drink water.
Yeah, a little bit of snacks and water. Like, I think, you know, stay hydrated.
Stay Hydrated Bot can sponsor that, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Just have bottles of water right there because, you know, they should be hydrated before the run. Although some runners probably shouldn't be hydrated if they're doing like 8 hours on there. You know, you don't want to be too hydrated for that.
Yeah, yeah. And then the other big thing is panels.
Yeah.
Did you get a chance to check out any panels?
I've checked out one panel.
Okay. Yeah. Which one?
It was the speedrunning panel by this guy, Grand Pooh Bear, Glitch Cat.
The ROM hack panel.
Yeah, the ROM hacking.
The ROM hack panel. Yeah.
Fan made games.
Fan made games. Sorry. Yeah. Fan made games. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that was really good. I wasn't sure if you guys did any prep beforehand. I'm saying this before going to the panel. I was like, I don't know if they ever had time to like talk about what was going on other than like just the basics, but you guys did really well.
We had a loose outline, and I think that's the thing I've been really impressed about all the panels here. It's not like it didn't seem like anyone just showed up and winged it. You know what I mean? Every panel, including the two I was a part of, had detailed notes that they followed. They did really good. I unfortunately missed the TaskBot panel. That's the one I was really bummed to miss. I really wish I could have seen that one. I'll definitely have to catch that on YouTube. And all the panels are going to be shown on YouTube later on.
Yeah, they recorded all the panels. They didn't stream them.
No, they're uploading those to YouTube. So that's really cool as well, so you'll be able to check that out. I think that's some really good content there, and there's a lot of good advice from what I've heard. I've talked to other people who said some of them were like super informative, so I'm really excited to see some of the other panels. It's definitely something I'm going to watch
in
the VODs, I want to say.
The room was a little small. I know for your one panel I went to, the room was packed. We like had to make sure everyone had a seat, and
we
there were still people.
We had a standing room only. Yeah.
It was pretty great. Yeah. How did the
Frame Savers?
Yeah.
Well, the Frame Savers one was a little bit early.
Uh-huh.
It was 11:15 in the morning.
So
it was not as packed. Yeah. Well, right. We noticed a distinct lack of Jakku there.
Yeah.
Our feelings weren't hurt. Don't worry.
Good.
But yeah, shout out to the Frame Savers again, John Carls and Author Blues, doing wonderful, wonderful things with their podcasts. They break down speedrunning games. They chose Super Mario Brothers 3 as the game to break down this event. I don't think they had any idea what was in store for the run, so they did get to make fun of me a bit after that. I think he started out, he's like, this week on the Frame Savers, we're stomping out the competition.
And
I was
like, my God.
I was like, come on, you know?
Oh, man.
Yeah. I want to shout out like all the gifts people have sent me. Of wrestler like wrestling gifts with me and like the console like is like I'm like stomping them or giving the people's elbow to the console and stuff. It's been really funny. So
yeah,
thank you guys for that. But it's just each panel went really well. I'm just stoked they're doing that.
It makes
it more convention and it gives you more stuff to do. I think there is kind of like almost like a weird lack of information about things here, if that makes sense.
There's like, no signage.
Yeah.
Like if you're here, like I wouldn't have known where the panels were unless I just like wandered down there.
Yeah, wandered. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's something that could be improved upon, and I'm sure if like we come back to this hotel, it will be.
Yeah.
With that being said, it is kind of all in one area, so it's also not that hard.
Yeah, you're not.
I'm kind of nitpicking.
You're not going to get lost trying to find it. It's just, you know, don't stick to one spot when you're here. Like walk around a little bit and you'll find it. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think just some location things. And one of the things I guess they could be doing, I don't know, I haven't heard anything, like announcing the stuff in between runs. Like, hey, don't forget to check out this panel if you're here.
Yeah. You know, actually that would be a good idea. Like advertising the panels that are going on and stuff like that. I think that's actually was a weird thing is that I literally have not seen a list of the panels at all. So I didn't know when and where to catch any of them. The only reason I knew TaskBot was even happening because they pulled in right after us at Frame Savers. You know what I mean? I don't know how anyone knew any of our panels were going on without us tweeting them out.
Yeah.
So that is something I would like to see maybe a little bit easier. You know what? Honestly, like I feel like we're to the point where like someone needs to make the GDQ app. You know? Like a festival.
Yeah. There needs to be an app. I actually have a really cool idea that I'm not going to share on the podcast because people are listening. I got a pretty cool idea for an idea for next year. I think the panels were a great addition. I think we needed something like that. Practice rooms, the main one's great. The private one, is there only one private one?
There's only one private one.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not too bad. I haven't heard anyone complain, but I know in the past they've been a little larger.
Yeah. You know what I'm surprised about, actually? And this is a legit surprise. There's not a lot of Fortnite going on.
Yeah.
I'm actually legit surprised, but I think it more has to do with the computers here suck.
Yeah, almost half of them are out of order right now.
Yeah.
They're like down for repair.
We got like Windows 8 on them, which is easily the worst Windows.
Yeah. We actually had a Fortnite dev looking at the log, try to get Fortnite working on one of the computers. And he's like, nope, this one's not possible. Interesting enough, Fortnite has an event going on mm-hmm. on Saturday mm-hmm. that's live. It's a live event for one match or one game only. And we're like racing. So we're going to miss that event.
Oh, wait, it's happening. Oh, wait. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Like a limited time mode?
It's like join a match at like 12:30 and one time event, something's going to happen. Everyone thinks it's the rocket's going to launch.
What?
Yeah. So we're gonna have to catch that on YouTube probably.
Oh.
Or we go, my plan is, depending on what time it is, we stake out those computers, we make sure we're there, and we run to the room as soon as it's done.
Man, no, there's no way. That's like right at our run.
I think it's right at our run.
Is it 12:30 Eastern or 12:30 Pacific?
You know what? I don't know.
Okay, we need to look at that.
We'll take a look.
Oh, I want
to see it.
Yeah, I don't want to miss that.
Yeah.
I don't want to miss that. Yeah, maybe we got to talk to Evan about this.
Yeah. But yeah, no, overall, events, great. Having practice rooms, always fun. We were up till 5 in the morning last night practicing.
Yeah.
Carl's been on us to practice.
Yeah, Carl has been on us to practice. We are practicing our Mario Maker now, especially now that Mario 3 is done. We're recording this on Friday, so we have not done our Mario Maker race yet. We also haven't seen Cheese's run yet, mm-hmm. Cheese and Punk Shoe's run, which is going to be a hot race. So, overall, man, this SGDQ is probably one of the top GDQs for me that I've been to, you know?
Yeah, this is probably the first GDQ where I had a lot of people coming up to me, similar to your first GDQ, so.
Oh, man.
So that was cool. That was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Still not nearly close to the level. Like, getting this guy in the room, like, we started talking at 6 or 5:30, and like I'm in the practice room waiting, and he's like, someone grabbed me. I'm like, all right, hold on. And like 15 minutes, 20 minutes go by, and I find him, and like it's hard to walk around. I understand it. It's nothing on him. It's just hilarious. Like, you tell someone where you're gonna be and just add 30 minutes because people are gonna stop you a dozen times.
Yeah, and I mean, which I think is actually kind of, it's awesome. First of all, it's super endearing for all of us speedrunners because we're not cool and we're not celebrities.
30% cool.
You know? Yeah, but like, I don't know, it is really cool to see the that there's actually a lot of legit speedrunning fans out there, you know what I mean? Speedrunning's not the biggest community out there, you know? I mean, Fortnite pulls in, 16 Fortnite streamers pull in more viewers individually than speedrunning does on any given day outside of GDQ time. So it's kind of, I don't know, it's definitely endearing to see all these people in the community that are just like, they don't even speedrun, they're just fans of the content and just really like the streamers. And that's, I don't know, it's really awesome. And I really love that.
And for them to come to the event just for like one or two streamers and not really being into speedrunning is huge. Mm-hmm. If you think about it, like there's about 1,500, 2,000 spots to show up. And like these people are taking these spots to just come see a few of their favorite streamers. Mm-hmm. It's really kind of cool.
Yeah. I think that's really awesome. And it's, man, it's just great. It's been a good event, man.
Yeah.
My Allegiance team came here. My whole ALG team's here. So they'll be here tomorrow to watch the race. Got to shout out Team Allegiance right there. I love those guys. Including my boy, Chad. Special shout outs to Chad. He's the man. He's like the guy who does the memes for me.
Oh, those are spot on.
Right? He's
those
so
are
good.
Amazing.
He's so good.
You know what has been really bad here though?
Tell me.
The choices of like food and places to go.
After
10 for sure.
Yeah, after 10 is really hard. So in previous SGDQs, we've been downtown Minneapolis, which is kind of hopping.
Yeah.
It's a nice little party town. It's fun to be around. And you have the Skyway, which is really cool. It's a cool way to get around the city. We're out in Bloomfield.
Yeah.
Bloomfield is what it's called. Yeah, we're out in Bloomfield now. And it's, there are things around here, but it's like mini malls, you know?
Yeah, and like within walking distance, there's like 6 restaurants, and that's cool.
And an escape room.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's an escape room in walking distance.
That's pretty nice. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But with the food choices, like that's where everyone's going, so every single place is fairly packed.
Packed, yeah.
Which is okay. Just down the road, 2 miles, is a mall. A lot of other choices. But a lot of things close really early here. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of like disappointing. Like if you're trying to get food at like 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, your choices are very limited.
Yeah. I'm going to try and Postmate some Chick-fil-A to me here in a bit.
Oh, I might go drive and get some of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, great idea.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, other than that, like, I guess that's really all we can say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Overall, 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. Yeah. This has been a great event.
One other thing has been lacking.
Okay.
X Water.
Yeah, X Water is not here. That is, you know what I will say? At first, I was just like, fuck yeah, X-Water's not coming. Like, finally, me and Jakku can record an episode together, just you and me.
Just like old times.
Dude, he's been third-wheeling for us.
He's been third-wheeling. Yeah. He's got a second podcast. He's taking over.
Yeah, really. But luckily, much to my chagrin, I guess, like, I miss him.
Yeah.
I miss him. He's, like, the only one of our crew. And when I say our crew, like, we do. We have a crew now. We really do have, like, a group of friends, and we get together. Like, it's more of an excuse. Coming to these events is more an excuse to come hang out with each other than anything else.
Yeah, because, like, there's the backdrop of, like, oh, we can watch these games and we can speed run. That's cool. But, like, really, it's like, let's hang out with friends. Yeah,
we hang out
absolutely.
With yeah, and so that's the best part about it. So, yeah, definitely, if you guys ever get a chance, come to SGDQ.
Yeah.
I like SGDQ better than AGDQ. I love them both, but man, I really love SGDQ. It's been every SGDQ has been better than the AGDQ before, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think that's pretty accurate.
Yeah, I don't know. I dig it. Cool. That's it.
That's it, guys.
Yeah, quick episode.
We're gonna speed run this one.
Speed run episode. Yeah, yeah. I mean, we want to save the full recap.
Yeah, we'll do the full recap. We'll get a special guest on, or maybe two. We'll see.
We'll see.